Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1341 in the writing is Shin number 493. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser. In the previous shiur, we spoke about the fact that one should use a kli. You have to use a kli, a utensil, to wash the hands for Negel Vasser. Now, in general, one should try and have a complete undamaged utensil, like a what we call, quote-unquote, a regular washing cup, in order to pour the water on one's hands, a complete washing cup without any damages and so on. Now, the question arises, if one, for whatever reason, does not have a utensil, is one allowed to use a throwaway cup, for example, a paper cup, styrofoam cup, plastic cup, these type of things, in order to wash their hands? Sometimes it comes up in the airport, airplane, these type of things. Sometimes a person's stuck. We did mention the last share. We mentioned in the past that they do sell these accordion-type style washing cups. You could just fold up and put into your suitcase or in your pocket or wherever it is, carry-on, and that's a very good thing to have. A lot of times people have that. It's like a folding accordion-type thing, washing cup, where it folds very – it's not like a big cup where it's, you know, bulky and it's hard to stick in certain places. It folds up into a very thin thing, thin item. You could just stick it there. In various different places, and it doesn't really get in the way. Like this, if a person needs to wash for whatever reason, they have the cup. So, but the problem is, a person does not have the cup. Let's say, could they use a disposable cup, paper cup, styrofoam, these type of things? So, it is a machlokes amongst the poskim. There is a dispute amongst the poskim. The poskim are of the some poskim are of the opinion that since it's a throwaway item, listen. Bottom line is a throwaway item. It's not considered a real kli. That's not a kli. You drink once, you throw it away, right? Other poskim hold that. For example, a plastic cup could be used more than one time. I could use the styrofoam cup twice. I could use the plastic cup more than one time. But because of the fact that it's such a cheap item, it's a very cheap item, so people throw it away. You drink once, you throw it away. You're not going to hold on to it. But technically, I could use a plastic cup. The people that use a plastic cup for a couple of days in a row, they drink a little water here and there, sometimes in the house or whatever. So you don't bedafka have to throw it away, even though it's called a throwaway item. So those places can hold that since it's a cheaper item, people throw it away. So therefore, some poskim who are stringent, who are machmir in this inyan, in reference to using a disposable cup, where others say it's fine, it's not a problem, because in fact, again, you could use it numerous times. Therefore, wherever possible, one should abide by, if it's possible, one should make sure to have a regular, clean, regular utensil. Need be, if one is stuck, like we said, the airport, things come up, person on a trip, or whatever the case might be, need be, if one is stuck and they have nothing else, one could use a throwaway cup, for example, a plastic cup, a paper cup, a styrofoam cup, need be, if they're stuck, and that's all they have, that's all they have. Now, because before the washing begins, the utensil should contain, the cup should contain at least a revius, in general a revius of water, roughly 3.3 ounces, whatever the case is, roughly around 3 ounces, but that's what should be done. The person should have at least a revius in the cup. Usually that's not going to be enough, you're going to need more than that, but at least that much. So the bottom line is, from today's shiur, we want to try and use it regularly, if possible. To get, if a person knows they travel a lot, it's good to have those accordion type washing cups. In case not, one would be allowed to use a throwaway cup. I know people in the past, you know, sometimes they'll bring onto a plane or whatever the case is, paper cups, because they know they won't, it's going to be hard, they're not sure if they'll be having a cup, whatever the case might be. So there is what to rely on in that case. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Brach and Kol Tov.